gentlemen, graduating Corporal Park High School, class of 88, served with the 2nd Ranger Battalion, 1st Special Forces Group, and over a decade, the Special Mission Unit at Fort Bragg. Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much for your service and for joining us tonight. All right, gentlemen, when you're ready, let's see that arm of yours. Oh, look at that. Look at that. The Sergeant Major was a fantastic first pitch. And let's hear it one more time. For retired Sergeant Major, Kevin Dunn.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where it is another warm Pacific Northwest summer evening, and the Tacoma Rainiers are preparing to take on the Salt Lake Bees. This is game four of a six-game series that's going to run through this weekend and carry over to our Monday, July 3rd fireworks extravaganza here at Cheney Stadium. So three games left in this series, including this one tonight. Tacoma with the upper hand so far. The Rainiers have won two of the first three games. Both of them comeback victories. Today, the Rainiers are hoping to end a little Salt Lake trend that has developed in this series so far that the Rainiers have survived. Salt Lake has scored a lot of runs at the top of the first inning. in all three games of this series. Three runs in the top of the first on Wednesday, four runs in the top of the first on Thursday, and then yesterday, five runs in the top of the first inning. And yet somehow the Raiders have managed to win two of the three games despite being in a big hole right out of the gate. Well, hoping to end that trend is today's Tacoma starting pitcher, Kyle Hart. He wants to put a zero up there in the first. He's making his fifth start since joining the Raiders and the Mariners organization. He's 0-1 with a 5.79 ERA. Salt Lake's going to start right-hander Luis Leto, who's looking to bounce back from his roughest start of the year in his last time out. He's 2-1 on the year with a 5.21 ERA. His ERA really ballooned after his last start when he allowed seven runs in just 2 1/3 innings to Sugarland. So Leto looking for a bounce-back performance for the Salt Lake Bees. Should be a good one tonight. Perfect night for baseball here in the Pacific Northwest. Raiders had a thrilling come-from-behind victory yesterday. We'll recap that game when the Raiders pregame show continues right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
The Tacoma Raiders taking on the Salt Lake Bees tonight, fourth game of this series. The Raiders came from way back yesterday to win game three. Salt Lake scored five runs in the top of the first inning. The Raiders chipped away at it, made it 5-3. But then in the fifth, Zach Humphries hit a three-run homer for Salt Lake, giving the Bees an 8-3 win, or 8-3 lead, pardon me, at the midway point of the game, the middle of the fifth inning. That's when the Raiders really started to go to work, though. They got one run back in the bottom of the fifth inning to make it 8-4. And then in the sixth inning, the Raiders turned two walks and an error on a stolen base attempt into a run to make it 8-5. And they had a runner at second with two outs when Salt Lake brought in right-hander Jonathan Holder to face Jake Shiner. And the Raiders slugger went deep for his team-leading 20th time of the year, a two-run homer. And suddenly the Raiders were within one run, and it continued. Brian O'Keefe then doubled off the giant wall in center field, and that was followed by Zach DeLoach driving a pitch to right center for a two-run homer, and the Raiders had the lead. A five-run rally at the bottom of the sixth inning last night gave Tacoma a 9-8 lead. Raiders got an insurance run when Cade Marlowe homered off the scoreboard of the seventh, a solo shot to make it 10-8. And Tacoma had terrific relief pitching yesterday that set the stage for the comeback. Shutout bullpen work from Taylor Williams, Blake Wyman, and Matt Festa. 4 1/3 innings total between those three relievers to keep Salt Lake off the scoreboard in the late innings. Well, we'll see if the Raiders can pick up another win today. They lead this series 2-1. This is game four tonight. Game five, a day game tomorrow at 1:35, and then Monday's game's going to start at 6:20 here at Cheney Stadium for the series finale and the big fireworks show afterwards. We'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when we come back right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Salt Lake Bees, who are 38-39 on the year. They're the Angels AAA club. Their manager is Keith Johnson. Leading off for Salt Lake, playing left field, is Jordan Adams. Batting second, the right fielder Trey Cabbage. Hitting third and playing center field, Joe Adell. In the cleanup spot, the second baseman, Michael Stefanik. Kevin Padlow hits fifth. He's the designated hitter. Jared Walsh returns to the Salt Lake lineup. He hits sixth and plays first base. Batting seventh and doing the catching is Zach Humphreys. Levon Soto hits eighth. He's at third base. And batting ninth, shortstop Jack Lopez. On the mound, Luis Leto. Leto 2-1 with a 5.21 ERA. The Red Ears are 39-39 this year. John Russell is the manager of the Mariners AAA club. Leading off for Tacoma, playing second base, is Sam Haggerty. Batting second, left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third is shortstop D.D. Gregorius. In the cleanup spot, playing right field, is Taylor Trammell. Jake Shiner hits fifth. He's at third base. Hitting sixth is designated hitter Zach Deloach. Adam Engel hits seventh. He's in center field. Batting eighth, the first baseman Cooper Hummel. And hitting ninth and doing the catching, Pedro Severino. On the mound, Kyle Hart. He's 0-1 with a 5.49 ERA. Umpires, Ben Phillips has the plate. Takahito Matsuda is at first base, and the crew chief, Alex McKay, is over at third. It's Tacoma and Salt Lake in game four of this six-game series here at Cheney Stadium. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're about ready to get things started here at Cheney Stadium on a gorgeous night for baseball in the Pacific Northwest. Cloudless blue skies this evening. Nice warm weather as we prepare to start this contest. On the mound, left-hander Kyle Hart and the leadoff hitter for the Bees is Jordan Adams. First pitch of the game taken for a strike and we are underway here in Tacoma. Adams hitting .241 on the year. And he's hit a dozen homers, .328 on base percentage. Pitch is down low for a ball. 76 degrees, the game time temperature. Hart in his fifth start since joining Tacoma. And his pitch is bounced to short. Didi Gregorius scoops it up and fires to first. Not in time. Adams legs out an infield single. And the leadoff man is aboard. Adams using his speed to beat out that grounder to shortstop. So the leadoff man is on, and now Trey Cabbage is the hitter. Cabbage. Left-hand slugger. He and the on-deck man for Salt Lake, Joe Adell, are tied for the league lead in homers with 22 each. Now the pitch is poured in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Kyle Hart, until this year, spent his entire professional career in the Red Sox system and reached the big leagues for them in 2020. 0-1 pitch. On its way to Cabbage. Swung on, grounded to Gregorius, and he'll take it to second for one, throw it to first in time for two, and there's the double play. Cabbage grounds into the 6-3 twin killing, and that erases the base runner. So just like that, two men are gone in the top of the first inning, and now Joe Adell will be the batter. Well, we'll see if Hart can navigate the top of the first. We talked about this at the pregame show, but Salt Lake has scored at least three runs in the top of the first inning in each of the first three games of this series. Here's a pitch up high for a ball to Adell. In fact, they've been increasing their first inning output from game to game. Three runs in the opener, four in game two, and then five yesterday in game three. Next pitch to Adell is high. Two balls, no strikes. Hart trying to put an end to that first inning trend. Here's his 2-0, and it is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Adell has spent the majority of this season with Salt Lake, two brief call-ups to the big leagues to join the Angels. Has hit one homer in the majors this year, so 23 total homers between AAA and the big leagues. Hart ready now. Here's his 2-1 pitch on its way. And it's swung on, fouled off. Out of play. That's strike two. Hart, the right ears starter. 6'5" lefty, 30 years old. He grew up in Cincinnati. Well, Adell has been awarded first base. Apparently, there was catcher's interference on that foul ball, and his swing made contact with the mitt of catcher Pedro Severino, and that's catcher's interference, so the batter is awarded first base. So Adell awarded first. Here's a replay on MILB TV. He must have just nicked the mitt of Severino, but the umpire, you can see, called it immediately. So Adele reaches on catcher's interference. That's actually an error charged to the catcher, Severino, so they'll put an error up on the scoreboard for Tacoma. Here's Hart's pitch, and it is taken up high for a ball. And no at-bat credited to Adele. It's treated like a walk in terms of the batter's statistics. Anyway, runner at first with two outs. And Stefanik at the plate. Hart's 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up in the air to shallow right. Long run for the Rainiers second baseman Haggerty, who makes a running catch in shallow right field, tight to the foul line. And that's the final out at the top of the first inning. No run score for Salt Lake on a hit. There was an error and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Salt Lake nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, for the first time in this series, we can say the following. Salt Lake did not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Rainiers come to the plate at the bottom of the first. It'll be Sam Haggerty, Cade Marlowe, and Didi Gregorius to face the right-hander Luis Leto. And Leto's pitch is a fastball called a strike, 96-mile-per-hour heater, and it's 0-1 to Haggerty. Haggerty hitting .213 in 12 games for Tacoma, .315 on-base percentage. He had two hits yesterday, and he pulls one in the air to shallow right center on the move. Cabbage, he can't get it. It drops in for a base hit. And Haggerty gets a little flare to fall in. And the leadoff man is aboard for Tacoma at the bottom of the first inning. Haggerty looping one out into right center, and it fell in front of Trey Cabbage, who normally plays first base but is out in the outfield today in right. Now Cade Marlowe is the batter. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Marlowe has been a hot hitter for the Red Ears, hitting .249 with eight homers. And he has hit four homers during a six-game hitting streak that he carries into play today. This pitch misses for a ball. 1-1 the count. Luis Leto, 28-year-old right-hander, who is in his second season in the Angels system. He originally worked his way up through the White Sox organization. They signed him when he was a teenager. So now here's a pitch in for a strike. Leto is from the Dominican Republic, from the town of La Romana. Now the next pitch swung on, hit in the air to left. This has some carry to it. Adams at the track, at the fence, and it's gone. an opposite field two-run home run for Cade Marlowe. He continues his hot hitting. Five homers in his last seven games. And the Raiders jump out to a 2-0 lead here at the bottom of the first inning. He lofted this to left, and it had some carry to it, and it just did clear the top of the left field fence. Marlowe with his ninth homer of the year, and he's up to 40 runs batted in. And the Raiders score first for the first time in this series. Here's D.D. Gregorius, left-hand batter, and he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Gregorius appearing in his second game for Tacoma. He joined the team just yesterday. Now the 1-0 pitch is bounced up the middle, and it's flagged down by Stefanik, who throws to first and gets Gregorius, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. So Gregorius bounces out to Stefanik, the second baseman. And now Taylor Trammell is the hitter. Trammell hitting 300 on the nose in 30 games for Tacoma with 10 homers, 21 runs batted in. And the pitch from Leto is up and away for a ball. Leto pitched against Tacoma one time previously in his career, and it was earlier this season. May 6th in Salt Lake City. And he threw really well against the Rainiers that day as he fires a strike in there, 1-1. Went 5 1/3 innings and gave up just three hits and two runs, and he beat Tacoma that day. 5-4 was the final. So here's a swing and a foul tip by Trammell. 1-2 now. Rainiers up 2-0 early today. One ball, two strikes to Trammell. Had two hits and an RBI last night here at Cheney Stadium. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch misses low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now Leto with a pitch inside, a change. Full count, 3-2. We're using the automated ball strike challenge system today. So now the 3-2 is a low ball four. Trammell draws a one-out walk, so he heads down to first base. So the human umpire, Ben Phillips, is calling the balls and strikes himself, but the players, the pitcher, the batter, or the catcher, are allowed to challenge the human umpire's call. And when that happens, we go to the automated system for a final verdict. And the catch is that once a team is wrong on three challenges, they are no longer allowed to challenge for the rest of the game. First pitch to Shiner is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. So there is some strategy in terms of when to use your challenges and when not to. And you can't challenge from the dugout. Only the pitcher, catcher, or the hitter are allowed to challenge. 0-1 pitch, up and away for a ball, 1-1. So 1-1 to Jake Shiner. Hit his 20th homer yesterday, and he takes outside. Two balls, one strike. Shiner sits safely in his last four games. He's actually homered in the last two games. Next pitch swung on and bounced on a big hop to third. Fielded by Soto. Goes to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Shiner avoids being doubled up. Trammell forced out at second base. Soto, normally a shortstop playing third. He fielded this smoothly and was thinking double play all the way. They only got the one out, though. So runner at first with two down for Zach Deloach. Deloach had the go-ahead two-run homer yesterday. He's been on a power surge like Marlowe. He's hit five homers in his last eight games, and he fouls off the first pitch. The Red Deers got hot with homers in El Paso, and that's not unusual. El Paso is a home run ballpark, and they have managed to continue hitting homers on this homestand. Now the pitch to Deloach is fouled away. And with Marlowe having already gone deep here in the first inning, Tacoma has now homered in 10 straight games. And the first nine of them, the Red Deers had multiple homers, and this could end up going that way as well. No balls, two strikes to Deloach. And the pitch inside for a ball, 1-2. Rainier's up 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Now the 1-2 pitch inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, still 2-2. Two pitch. Bounce to the right side, slowly hit, charged by Stefanik. He has it, throws to first in time to get Deloach, and that is the final out at the bottom of the first. But the Red Deers strike for a couple of runs, two runs on two hits. There are no errors and one runner left on. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Kevin Padlow, former Rainier, now with Salt Lake, leads things off at the top of the second. The Rainier's pitcher is the lefty Kyle Hart, and his first pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0 the count. Padlow just returned from a brief stint to the big leagues with the Angels. And he swings and fouls one off. Counts even now, 1-1. With Salt Lake this year in 32 games, Padlo's batting .273 with seven homers. 24 runs batted in, .396 on base percentage. And the pitch from Hart is down low for a ball, 2-1. On delivery. Misses ball three. So Hart behind in the count, 3-1. Now the lefty with his pitch. And it's a fastball call to strike. Full count now, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Padlo calls time and steps out for a moment. He's in the lineup for Salt Lake as the DH today. Payoff pitch is high, ball four. And Padlo has a leadoff walk here in the top of the second inning. So he heads down to first base. First walk issued by Hart. And now Jared Walsh is the batter. These two hitters this inning, Padlo and Walsh, both making their first appearance of this series for Salt Lake. Both just joined the club from the major leagues yesterday. So the pitch to Walsh is down low for a ball, 1-0. Walsh struggling in the big leagues this year in an injury-riddled campaign for the Angels, and in just 67 at-bats, was hitting only .119, and they got optioned to AAA. There's a pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. But Walsh is a very dangerous hitter who has hit as many as 29 home runs in a major league season before. 2 balls, no strikes. Hart with the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, a fastball at the knees. Count goes to 2-1. Got a little breeze blowing in from center field this evening. Now the pitch is high, ball three. .3-1 coming. And it's a called strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes to Walsh with a runner at first and no one out at the top of the second inning. Padlo with a small lead. The pitch is a broken bat grounder to first, fielded by Hummel, goes to Gregorius, and that's all they'll get, the force out there. But the Red Ears get Walsh to ground into a force out and also destroyed one of his bats in the process. That thing just split in two and the barrel went flying up the first baseline, which eliminated any consideration that Kyle Hart may have had about running over to cover first base. All that shrapnel flying over there meant he stayed away. Red Ears get the one out at second. So Walsh at first, one away, and now Zach Humphries is the hitter, the catcher for Salt Lake, who takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Humphries playing back-to-back games after a big offensive showing yesterday. Went 3-for-4 with a 3-run homer in last night's game. Hart with the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. Humphries hitting .260 and just 50 at-bats for Salt Lake this season. He has also appeared in games for the Angels AA club this year. 1-1 pitch from Hart to the right-hand hitter is low for a ball. 2-1. Right here's up 2-0 early. 2-1 pitch from Hart is a slider down and in, and count moves to 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch. Hit in the air to right field, and going back on it is Trammell. He's there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Humphreys flies out to Taylor Trammell in right field. And now Levon Soto is the hitter. Soto, left-hand batter, 10 for 60 for Salt Lake this year. That's a 167 average. Soto's been in the big leagues a little bit for the Angels this year and has spent the majority of his time with the Angels' double-A team. Hart with the pitch, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. The Angels, like the Mariners, don't strictly call up players from AAA. They also shuttle guys back and forth between double-A and the big leagues. Only a couple teams do that, but the Mariners and Angels are among them. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. So Hart ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes on Soto. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a nice slider, and Soto fans, and that's the first strikeout of the night for Kyle Hart. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Two nothing to Tacoma lead Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium, game four of this six-game series. Monday's game, the July 3rd fireworks extravaganza, is sold out, but there are tickets available for tomorrow's day game if you want to catch the Rainiers on this holiday weekend. Here's the first pitch to Adam Engel, leading off the bottom of the second, and it runs inside for a ball. Luis Leto, the righty on the hill for Salt Lake. Now this pitch is up and in. Two balls, no strikes to Engel. Two-oh pitch is fouled out of play, and the count goes to 2-1. Engel hitting .311 in 23 games for Tacoma with two homers, .367 on base percentage, and the pitch is fouled off. 2-2 the count. 2-2 pitch. High ball three. And the payoff. Swung on, pulled down the third baseline, picked up by Soto. His throw is on two hops to first. It's not in time. Ball even skipped past Walsh. And Engel reaches on an infield single. So the leadoff man is aboard here. It's ruled an infield single. This would have been an amazing play if Soto had got it, but his throw certainly didn't have any chance to get Engel at first base and got past the first baseman anyway. So Engel is aboard, and here's Cooper Hummel batting .238 with a .427 on-base percentage, second in the league in drawing walks. 52 free passes drawn by Hummel this year. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed against Leto. Leto just made a pickoff move. Keep Engel close. Here's his pitch to Hummel, and it's down low for a ball. One-oh coming. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to down the left field line. The third baseman out at foul ground. Soto can't get it. He was there, but unable to make the catch. He was on the move, and it was not an easy play, but he did have an opportunity to glove this pop fly. Kind of overran it a little bit and had to turn around to try to catch it. Now the 1-1 pitch, up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 on its way to Hummel. And this is fouled off. And the count's even 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Engel with his lead at first. No one out at the bottom of the second. And Leto to the plate, and that pitch is fouled back. So Hummel keeping this plate appearance alive. Now here comes the 2-2 on its way. And it's down low, ball three. Full count. On deck is Pedro Severino. And the pitch with the runner going, swing and a miss, strike three. Throw down to second is not in time. Engel steals second base, but Hummel has struck out for the first out of the inning. And first strikeout of the game for Luis Leto. Pedro Severino now the batter. Severino, the number nine man in the lineup, appearing in his fourth game since he had to miss nearly 2 weeks with an illness. And he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. 97-mile-per-hour fastball from Leto. Next pitch, swung on and hit well towards right center, but moving over is Adele, and he hauls it in for the second out of the inning. Severino lines out to the center fielder. Well-struck ball by Severino, but hit it within the range of Joe Adele, who had to move maybe three steps to his left to position himself to catch it. Two down, and now Sam Haggerty will be the bat. Haggerty had a single in the first, one for one today. So an RBI opportunity for Haggerty with a runner at second and two out. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. Outfield plays straight away. Infield shifted towards the right as much as is allowed with the current rules, as here's a bouncer foul by Haggerty. So one ball, one strike. And the 1-1 pitch coming from Leto. Nope. A balk has been called on Leto. He is called for a balk. And so Engel heads to third. Now here's the 1-1. And it is down low for a ball, 2-1. Next pitch coming. And that's a called strike, and it evens up the count 2-2. Two-two pitch coming. Swing and a miss. That is strike three. Haggerty is struck out, and the inning is over. And that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Second strikeout for Leto. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit, and there was one runner left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Right here's up 2-0 here at Cheney Stadium as we go to the third inning of play. Kyle Hart on the hill, the Rainiers lefty, pretty recent addition to the club, just his fifth start to join the team the first week of June and debuted for Tacoma on June 6th. Here's his pitch to Jack Lopez, and it's taken a little inside for a ball, 1-0. In each of his first four starts, Hart has thrown between 4 and 5 innings. Now here's a swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. Although his pitch count has been rising, and he reached 97 pitches in his most recent outing at El Paso. 1-1 pitch is swung on and hit up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field, a base hit for Lopez. So he has a leadoff single in the top of the third for Salt Lake. Second hit of the game for the Bees. Jordan Adams had an infield single to start the contest, and he now bats for his second time. Here's the pitch, and showing bunt and missing the pitch is Adams. That is strike one. Oh, one pitch coming. And it's up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Swung on, bounced towards third. That's scooped up there by Shiner. Goes to second in time for the force out at second base on Lopez. And there's the first out of the inning. A little grounder near the third base bag. Shiner fielded and fired across to Haggerty covering second base. Close play over there, but in time for the out. So one down, and now Trey Cabbage is the batter. Cabbage grounded to short for a double play. His first time up, he's 0 for 1. Now a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Cabbage in his first Triple-A season and just having a monster campaign for Salt Lake. Already with the 2020 season, 22 homers, 22 stolen bases. Now the lefty with a move to first, and back in is Adams. And Cabbage has hit for all this power without really taking advantage of his high elevation home ballpark in Salt Lake City. 14 of his 22 homers have come on the road, just 8 at home. Yeah, the 1-1 from Hart with a runner going. Swing and a miss for a strike. Throw to second. Not in time. Adams steals second base. His 24th steal of the year, and he's only been caught 3 times. Adams is second in the league in stolen bases. And he got in there with a head first dive ahead of the tag from Gregorius. But Hart got ahead in the count. It's 1-2. And here comes his next pitch to Cabbage. And it swung on and popped up in the air on the left side. Gregorius and Marlowe chasing it in foul ground, and no one can get it. It lands untouched. And it's still 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Hart's ready. And the pitch is a called strike three. Fastball called strike three, and Cabbage is out, and two men are gone in the top of the third inning, and Hart has his second strikeout. And now Joe Adele is the hitter. Adele reached on a catcher's interference in the first inning. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Swing and a foul tip, 1-1. Cabbage and Adele tied for the league lead in homers. Yesterday, of course, they were also tied for the league lead in homers. And they hit back-to-back home runs in the first inning last night. Cabbage was the league leader for about two pitches. And then Adele tied him again. That happened in the first inning. Hart with a 1-1 pitch to Adele. And this is inside for a ball, 2-1. Adams with good speed at second, two outs, and the pitch to Adele is low. And the count moves to 3-1. First base is open. A tough out on deck, though, in Michael Stefanik. Here's the 3-1 to Adele. Low ball four. Second walk issued by Hart. There are two on with two out now for Stefanik. Stefanik entered play today, third in the league in batting average, hitting .346 with a .448 on base percentage. Right-hand hitter, singles and doubles hitter. Very tough to strike out, Stefanik. Hart's pitch is swung on and pulled towards short. On one hop, Gregorius has it, and he goes the short way to Haggerty, covering second base for the force out. And that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs for Salt Lake. The Bees had a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org. A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma leads Salt Lake 2-0. Cade Marlowe's two-run homer in the first inning. The only runs of this game so far. And Marlowe leads off the bottom of the third. He'll be followed by Didi Gregorius and Taylor Trammell. Three straight left-hand hitters to face the ready Luis Leto. First pitch to Marlowe is roped foul down the right field line. And that is strike one. Marlowe's homer in the first to the opposite field. He's recently started to hit the ball the other way occasionally, which is something he didn't really do at all early in the season. He had an opposite field double here on Thursday. Opposite field homer today. Swings and misses at this next pitch, and the count goes to 0-2. And Marlowe has now hit safely in seven straight games and 12 of the last 13. So no balls, two strikes. And Leto with the pitch. And it swung on. It bounced slowly to second. Scooped up by Stefanik, and he throws to first and gets Marlowe. And one man is out at the bottom of the third inning. Now D.D. Gregorius will come to the plate. Just signed by the Mariners. Played in his first game in 3 weeks yesterday. He had been playing in the Mexican League this year. As the pitch is down low for a ball. And Gregorius is a native of Holland. And when the Mariners signed him, they had to then get him a work visa from the U.S. government so he could come into the United States and play, as there's a swing and a miss. And that ended up taking a while. It took several weeks, and he just reported to the Red Ears yesterday. Now with a 1-1 count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate, 1-2. Gregorius trying to get back to the big leagues, where he has 999 career hits. He's got to get back to the big leagues. He's got to get the one more hit. You can't have your career end with 999 hits. Got to get to 1,000, right? 1-2 pitch is hit up the middle, fielded at short by Lopez, and he throws out Gregorius, and two men are gone in the bottom of the third inning. Taylor Trammell is next. Trammell walked in the first. And the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. This pitch now down low, two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a one hopper back to the mound might have broken Trammell's bat. Ball fielded by Leto, and he easily throws out Trammell, wrapping up the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down, all infield grounders in the bottom of the third. So we head to the fourth inning of play. The score remains Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
On we go to the fourth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma leading Salt Lake 2-0. Kyle Hart on the mound. He'll face Padlo, Walsh, and Humphreys here in the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball by Padlo, 1-0. Padlo walked in the second. One of two walks issued by Hart so far. The lefty's next pitch down low. Two balls, no strikes. We're going to take a look at what happened around the league last night. Reiner's won here, 10-8, hitting three homers. Shiner, Deloach, and Marlowe all going deep. Here's a called strike now to Padlo, 2-1. The first half champion, Oklahoma City, won easily at Sugar Land, 11-2. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Bryson Brigman was 5-for-5 for Oklahoma City last night. He's a former Mariners prospect from years ago who has bounced around a little bit and is in AAA, I believe, for his first time this year. Now with Oklahoma City, and yeah, he went 5-for-5 yesterday with two doubles, a homer, and four runs batted in. There's a swing and a miss by Padlo, and down he goes. That is strikeout number three for Hart. One away, and Jared Walsh will be next. Also for Oklahoma City, Jamai Jones had two hits and four runs batted in yesterday. He's their second baseman who had a tremendous first half. And he elected free agency today as the pitch is fouled off. Apparently Jones had an out in his contract on July 1st and he's having a great year for Oklahoma City, and the Dodgers haven't called him up, and he said, I'm going to try my luck elsewhere, and he's now a free agent. That's definitely costly to the Oklahoma City club. Here's a pop-up foul, first or third base side, and in the seats out of play. No balls, two strikes to Walsh. Albuquerque beat El Paso in the ninth last night, 4-3. Hunter Stovall with a game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning at Isotopes Park. Hart now ready with his 0-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Walsh, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Hart to start the top of the fourth inning. Just threw a fastball past Walsh right there. Now Humphreys settles in. There's a slider in for a strike. Saw that Albuquerque brought back one of their top players from recent years. Winton Bernard has rejoined the Isotopes. Next pitch inside for a ball. He's an outfielder who's put up big numbers in this league in the past. The Rainiers are done playing Albuquerque for the season, so won't have to deal with Winton Bernard. There's one down low for a ball. 2-1 to Humphreys. And And this pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Reno picked up a road win at Sacramento last night, 6-4. Diego Castillo was on base five times for the Aces with two hits and three walks. Reno is the Rainiers' next opponent. 2-2 pitch called, strike three. Down goes Humphreys, and Humphreys calls for a challenge. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system for the first time today. And everybody will look at the scoreboard and see the video, and the pitch was low. So that is overturned. Humphreys with a correct challenge. And that means it's now a full count to him. Three balls and two strikes. So full count, three balls, two strikes. On deck is Levon Soto. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's swung on and bounced towards third. Shiner has it, sets himself, fires to first for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the top of the fourth. Hart didn't get to strike out the side, but he did retire the side in order with two strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Rainiers leading Salt Lake 2-0. Jake Shiner, Zach DeLoach, and Adam Engel are due up this inning against right-hander Luis Leto, who's retired six straight Tacoma hitters. Shiner settles into the batter's box now. He reached on a fielder's choice in the first, so he's 0-1. And the pitch from Leto is inside, and it hits Shiner on the elbow, and he will be awarded first base. And he's jogging down there. So Shiner is on to get things started. Got him right on the inside of the right elbow. So Shiner's aboard for Zach DeLoach. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. I was talking about yesterday's Pacific Coast League action. One game we didn't get to yet. As DeLoach skies one in the air towards right center, Adele moves over and the center fielder makes the catch. Shiner tags it first and bluffs and ends up holding at first base. So DeLoach is retired, one out at the bottom of the fourth. And now Adam Engel is the bat. The other game last night, Vegas beat Round Rock 5-4. Zach Geloff homered and scored three runs. Vegas and Albuquerque were two of the teams that really struggled in the first half. And, I mean, everyone's happy to get a reset of the standings for the second half and be in contention again after Oklahoma City really ran away with the first half. Series went outside to Engel. But Albuquerque, who was by far the worst team in the first half, they're 2-1 in the second half, and Vegas is 2-1 also. So get on the winning side of the ledger for a change for those two teams as here's one down low for a ball. A lot of teams were right around 500, including both of these squads, Tacoma and Salt Lake. Two and oh to Engel. And the pitch is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. And it's fouled away by Engel. Counts even, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, runner at first, one out. Engel swings and pops one up to the pitcher. And it is caught by Leto, and that's the second out in the bottom of the fourth inning. A low pop fly, didn't sky it. It was just a little pop up, and Leto clearly the only man who could catch that one, and he did. So two outs. And Cooper Hummel is the hitter, with Shiner at first. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. Next pitch is up high for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1, swung on, grounded, foul, first base side. Count moves to 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming to Hummel. And the pitch is down and in. Two balls, two strikes, and a delayed steal attempt by Shiner, and that didn't work. He is thrown out by the catcher, Humphreys. Tag applied by Lopez, the shortstop, and that wraps up the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, no one left, and we go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Levon Soto to lead things off against Kyle Hart. He tries a bunt off the hill. It's picked up by Hart. His throw to first hits Soto in the leg and bounces away. Soto is safe at first base. And it'll be a bunt single for Levon Soto to open up the inning. Third hit of the game for Salt Lake. And now Jack Lopez is the batter. Lopez, right-hand hitter. He singled up the middle in the third. Here's the pitch from Hart after a long look towards first. And it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now this one is down low for a ball. 2-0. Now this one is in there for a called strike. Toss to first base, and back in is Soto. Hart with the 2-1. And it's a swing and a foul tip held onto by Severino. That's strike two. 2-2 now. Two pitch. Just misses high, ball three. And the move to first, and back in with a dive is Soto. See if Soto's running on this upcoming full count pitch to Lopez. Now the pitch swung on, grounded to Gregorius. He has it, shovels it to second for one. On to first, there's two. The Raiders turn the double play. Gregorius to Haggerty to Hummel. It's hit up the middle. Gregorius kind of leaning to his left, hit the dirt to glove that ball, and then quick little flip to Haggerty to start the double play, and just like that, two men are gone at the top of the fifth inning. And now Jordan Adams is the batter. Adams, 1-for-2 today. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now Now swinging a liner into right center, and that's going to split the gap and go through to the fence. Chasing it down is Trammell. Adams is on his way to second. He's thinking three. He's on his way to third now. The relay from Haggerty is not in time. It's a triple for Jordan Adams, the speedster. Not just coasting into second base, but making sure he got three bases for his fourth triple of the year. And there's a runner at third with two down now for Trey Cabbage. And the pitch from Hart to Cabbage is in there for a called strike. Next offering, swing and a miss. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to Cabbage. Hart got him looking in the third. And here comes the pitch. Slider inside, says the umpire, and Severino calls for a challenge. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system and see what we've got here. The video is up, and it was inside. So the Red Ears lose a challenge. And it is one ball, two strikes to Cabbage.
One ball, two strikes. The Raiders have two challenges remaining.
Now the 1-2 coming from Hart. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a slider. And that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. Hart now with five shutout innings today. No runs on two hits this inning. There were no errors. One runner left on base. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth. It's Tecoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it. We build it. We install it. And we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium. Right here's had a two-run homer in the first inning from Cade Marlowe, and that's all the offense of this game so far. 2-0 Tecoma. Cooper Hummel will lead things off in the bottom of the fifth. Pitch from Leto is popped up, foul on the third base side. Soto over, and this is out of play. And the party decks. Strike one to Hummel. Hummel was up in the fourth inning when Jake Shiner was caught stealing for the final out of the inning. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now this pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-1. There's a called strike, and that evens things up. Two balls, two strikes. Good news from up the road. The Mariners won today. They ended their three-game losing streak with an 8-3 victory over Tampa Bay. So here's a bouncer foul on the first base side. George Kirby pitched very well today. Went seven innings, allowed just two hits and two runs. Walked two, struck out seven. He got the win. J.P. Crawford hit a double and a homer, had three hits, scored two runs, drove in two. Sears one down low to Hummel. Julio had three hits and an RBI. Teoscar Hernandez, two hits, including a bases loaded ground rule double that drove in a pair. 3-2 pitch now to Hummel. And he swings and misses strike three, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. One out for Pedro Severino. So the Mariners get a much-needed win over Tampa to even up that series with one game left against the AL's best team tomorrow. Pitch to Severino is poured in there for a strike. Leto still bringing it in the mid-90s on the gun, topping out at 97 so far. And the next pitch hit in the air to right, but it carries directly to Cabbage, who makes the catch, and Severino is out, two away in the bottom of the fifth. Right, here's with only three hits, and they haven't had one since the second inning. Haggerty has one of the three hits. He's one for two with a single and a run scored. Switch hitter, he'll bat left against Leto. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Next delivery, swing and a miss, strike two. Oh, 2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the third base umpire, McKay, and that does it for Haggerty. He strikes out swinging, wrapping up the bottom of the fifth. Leto continues to throw the ball very well for Salt Lake, but the Red Ears also are having an impressive pitching performance from the lefty Kyle Hart. We head to the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the sixth inning, Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Hart on the hill, working out a four-hitter through five. He'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Salt Lake, beginning with Joe Adell, and the first pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Hart's pitch count entering this inning, 75. Here's the 1-0 to Adell, and it's outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0, swing and a miss. 2-1. Well, All-Star festivities are in Seattle this year. And that includes the Home Run Derby, which has become a really fun event. And a fourth contestant was announced today. As now the 2-1 is outside, ball three. This will be a week from Monday at T-Mobile Park, July 10th. We already knew Julio Rodriguez would be in it, along with Mookie Betts and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Here's a foul by Adell, and the count goes full 3-2. Sounds like he might have cracked his bat, too. Yep, they're going to give him a new stick. A fourth contestant was named today. Randy Arozarena of Tampa Bay will be one of the contestants in the Home Run Derby. He's the modern Mr. October, Arozarena. Not sure how that translates to a Home Run Derby in July. We'll find out. 3-2 pitch. Low ball four, a leadoff walk for Adell, his second walk of this game. That's the third walk issued by Hart. And now Michael Stefanik is the batter. Stefanik's 0-for-2 with a pop-up and a ground out. Hart checks the runner at first. Adell has a healthy lead, and there's a throw over, and Adell dives back in safely. Hart with the pitch to Stefanik, and it's taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch poured in there for a strike. 89 mile per hour sinker from Hart, who's generally been between 88 and 92 with his fastball during his time with Tacoma. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Stefanik. Runner goes, pitch is chopped to the open right side of the infield and into right field, a base hit, and Adell goes to second and stops there. The runner was on the move. The second baseman, Haggerty, ran over to cover second base, and Stefanik hit it right through the wide open right side of the infield. So runners at first and second with no one out for Kevin Padlo. All quiet in the Rainiers bullpen, even though Hart's up to 84 pitches now. And the pitch to Padlo is swung on and popped up into right field, not deep. Trammell is under it, and he makes the catch, and the runners can't go anywhere. There's the first out of the inning. Padlo flies out to right. And now Jared Walsh is the hitter. Walsh 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Left versus left situation here for Hart. Rainier's bullpen is jumping into action now. And the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Nolan Blackwood is the first man up tonight. One oh pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-0. Now this pitch is popped up on the third base side. Shiner in foul ground by the dugout, makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Walsh is retired on a pop-up, two away. And now Zach Humphries is the hitter. Humphries is 0 for 2 with a flyout and a ground out. Well, the catcher Severino goes to the mound to talk to Hart for a moment. So they have a conversation there. Hart's best start for the Rainiers so far was his second outing against Albuquerque on June 13th when he allowed one run in five innings. He's trying to surpass that here today. This is his longest start, 5 2/3. Only his fifth outing since joining the club. He's trying to close out the sixth here with Humphries at the plate, although there are two men on. And Hart with the pitch. And it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. First pitch fastball from Hart. Now the next one down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1, and Severino dug that ball out and was ready to fire, see if he could catch a base runner, but no chance there. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Strike two. Hard out ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Just outside, maybe a smidge low. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, swung on, hit in the air to right field. Trammell moving towards the foul line, has his eye on it, and he makes the catch. And that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. First two men reach against Hart, and he strands them. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The Provac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team Provac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Salt Lake nothing. Cade Marlowe's two-run homer in the first inning, the only runs of this game, and he leads off the bottom of the sixth against Luis Leto, who has retired five straight Rainiers and 11 of the last 12 to come to the plate. Marlowe stands in. First pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch, check swing, foul, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Marlowe steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now Leto into his motion, and the 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 0-2. Leto just crossed the 80 pitch mark. No action in the B's bullpen yet, but there are guys down there milling around ready for the call. 0-2 pitch down in the dirt for ball one. 1-2 now. Checking out our Mariner Farm Report. Strong outing for Emerson Hancock last night at AA Arkansas. He was the Mariners' first round pick in 2020. Starting pitcher. The 1-2 is down and in 2-2. He tossed six shutout innings for Arkansas yesterday against the Springfield Cardinals. And Hancock allowed just three hits and two walks while striking out five. And they won the game 2-1. Next pitch outside for a ball. Full count to Marlowe. Isaiah Gilliam and Jonathan Classe, each with two hits and an RBI at AA Arkansas yesterday. Next pitch, low ball four. Marlowe works a walk, and he is on to start things off at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now D.D. Gregorius is the hitter. He's 0-2 tonight and 1-6 in his extremely brief career as a Rainier. Just joined the team yesterday. Here's the pitch, and it is taken down low for a ball. Pitch swung on and bounced foul, and that evens up the count 1-1. Also on our Mariner Farm Report, last year's first round pick, the shortstop Cole Young, has been heating up lately at Low A Modesto in the California League. Now move to first, and Marlowe dives in. Young had two hits, including his 18th double of the year yesterday. He drove in three runs and helped Modesto to a 9-4 road win over the San Jose Giants. Young hitting 271 as the everyday shortstop for the Mariners' low A team. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. This year's draft is coming up. It's part of the All-Star festivities. Mariners have three picks. Early is now the 2-1 is popped up. Third base side, foul. Humphreys can't get it. It's out of play. Have three of the first 30 picks. As here's one down low. Their first one is not till number 22 overall because they had a good year last year. But then they also have additional picks after the first round. Now the 3-2 pitch is on its way to Gregorius with the runner going, and it's lined into center, and there's a base hit. Dan Marlowe's around second base. He goes to third. It's a single for Gregorius straight up the middle, and the Red Ears have runners at the corners with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Gregorius with his second hit of as a Rainier, and now the Red Ears have something developing here with runners at the quarters and no one out for Taylor Trammell. And there's going to be a conference on the mound. So the Mariners pick number 22 overall. They also have the 29th pick because Julio Rodriguez won the Rookie of the Year award last year, and the Mariners started him in the big leagues to open the season. So Julio earned them a pick at number 29 overall, and the M's draft number 30 overall in the competitive balance round for being one of the 10 smallest markets in the majors. How they determined that, I don't know. But so the M's have three of the first 30 picks. Number 22, 29, and 30. And that's a haul in the MLB draft. Well, here we go. The pitch to Trammell is down and in for a ball. 1-0. Trammell has walked and grounded out so far. Marlowe at third and Gregorius at first. No one out. Walsh, the first baseman, holding Gregorius on at first base. The infield at double play depth for Salt Lake. Outfield plays pretty deep and straight away. Still have a breeze blowing in from center field tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Trammell. And it is taken inside for a ball. So Trammell out ahead of the count here, 2-0. And the pitch is down and in, 3-0. Well, a walk would load him up for Shiner, the Rainier's top home run hitter, who's on deck. Action has begun in the Salt Lake bullpen. Three balls, no strikes to Trammell, who will be aggressive here. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air high in the sky towards left, not real deep. Adams is under it. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Marlowe. He's going for it, and the throw is cut off. Marlowe scores. And it's 3-0 Rainiers on the sacrifice fly off the bat of Taylor Trammell. So Marlowe tagged and went for it. Adams caught that with his momentum carrying him forward, and he fired in, but the throw was cut off. So the Red Ears tack on a run here in the sixth. First run anyone has scored since the first inning. And now Shiner bats with a runner at first and one out. He's 0 for 1. Hit by a pitch his last time up. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the first base umpire. So 1-1 now to Shiner, who's homered in each of the last two games, both of them opposite field home runs here at Cheney Stadium. The 1-1 inside for a ball, 2-1. Shiner's hit 13 of his 20 home runs this year here in Tacoma. Two-one pitch coming. And there's a fastball low, and calling for a challenge is Humphreys. So we'll go to the automated ball strike system, see what it has to say. And it was indeed low. The umpire got it right, so that is an incorrect challenge for Salt Lake. They lose one. They have two left. Three balls and one strike to Shiner. And the pitch is called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. And now Shiner asked for a challenge. He thought it was inside. So another challenge. Challenges on back-to-back pitches. This is when the system bogs down. And it was indeed low. Shiner wins the challenge. And so that overturns it. It's ball four. So Gregorius takes second, and Shiner down to first, having drawn the walk. And there are two on with one out, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. And that's going to do it for Luis Leto. Out of the dugout is the Salt Lake Bees manager, Keith Johnson, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen here and bring in a fresh arm from the pen. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two on, one out. Our score, Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. The Rainiers with a 3-0 lead over the Salt Lake Bees. And Tacoma is threatening to add to the lead. They have runners at first and second with one out, and Zach Deloach coming to the plate. Salt Lake has gone to its bullpen and brought in right-hander Reyes Maranta. And Maranta will face Zach Deloach with Gregorius at second and Shiner at first. Maranta 1-1 with a 3.07 ERA, 25 strikeouts in just 14 and two-thirds innings with 10 walks. And Maranta pitched in the first game of the series on Wednesday, worked 1 2/3 scoreless innings despite the fact that he walked four batters during that time. And first thing he does is bluff a pickoff move to second, but no throw over on Gregorius. Maranta, like Gregorius, started this season in the Mexican League. Here's the pitch to Deloach, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Deloach has been quiet so far, 0-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Luis Leto went 5 1/3 for Salt Lake, gave up four hits, three runs all earned. He's responsible for the current base runners. He walked three, struck out four, hit a batter. Pitch is in there for a called strike to Deloach. And the count's even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is coming. And it is up high, ball three. Well, a walk would load him up for Adam Engel. Three-one pitch, swing and a foul back, and the count is full now, 3-2. So 3-2. Maranta is ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Deloach has struck out, and that's it. Out number two in the bottom of the sixth. So 2-1, two out for Engel. Engel's 1-for-2 with an infield single so far. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is a fastball low and away. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. One-oh pitch. Down low, two balls, no strikes. Day game tomorrow at 1:35. Eric Stout starts for the Red Ears against Kenny Rosenberg, who is the league's ERA leader. Now that Cody Bradford has dropped off the leaderboard due to a lack of innings pitched, as here's a pop-up foul out of play by Engel. 2-1 now. Bradford has a 1.82 ERA for Round Rock this year, but he's been spending a lot of time in the majors lately. The 2-1 pitch is hit in the air towards shallow left center. Racing in is Adams, and back is the shortstop Lopez, and Lopez makes the catch. And that is the final out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Right here's add one run on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. And we go to the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. It's Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Thank you. We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma 3, Salt Lake 0 is our score. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Nolan Blackwood takes over on the mound. Kyle Hart had his best outing in his brief time with the Red Ears. 6 shutout innings today. Gave up 5 hits, walked 3, struck out 5. Was in a couple of binds, I guess, but got out of them. The biggest one was just last inning when there were 2 on and no one out, and he escaped that without allowing a run. Here's Nolan Blackwood's first pitch to Levon Soto, and it's in there for a called strike. Blackwood's 2-3 with a 6.06 ERA. This is his 29th appearance. Side armor. His next pitch misses outside. 1-1 to Soto. Now the 1-1 on its way. And there's a pitch outside, and the count moves to 2-1 on Levon Soto. Blackwood ready now. Here's the 2-1, and it's swung on and fouled into the seats in front of the booth. That'll be a souvenir. And the count's even now, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Blackwood's ready. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and tapped, foul in the home plate area. And it's still 2-2. Blackwood pitched in game 2 of this series on Thursday. Worked 1 inning, allowed 1 run on 2 hits. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Down goes Soto, and there's the first out at the top of the 7th inning. So 1 down. And now Lopez will be the batter. Lopez is 1-for-2 with a single and a double play grounder. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Blackwood now with 29 strikeouts, 14 walks this year. Next pitch fouled back there, strike 2. He's ahead of Lopez, 0-2. Two is down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. One-two pitch. Reached for, looped out into center. On comes Engel. He's there, and he makes the catch, and there's out number 2. Lopez flies out to Adam Engel in center field. And now Adams will bat. He has 2 hits today for Salt Lake. The Red Ears have limited the Bees to 5 hits, but Adams has singled and tripled. 2-for-3. Blackwood's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike 1. Next pitch outside. 1-1. Now the next delivery, low and away, 2. It'll be interesting to see how John Russell and pitching coach Jairo Cuevas deploy their relievers here in the last few innings of this game. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. Because the Red Ears closer, Matt Festa, had a 2-inning save yesterday, so he's not going to pitch tonight. 2-2, swing and a foul, still 2-2. And the Red Ears' top lefty, well, their only lefty in the bullpen, Blake Wyman, he worked last night, although he did not throw many pitches. And Taylor Williams, who they like to use in close games, he also pitched yesterday. 2-2, hit in the air on the third base side. Shiner is in foul ground, and he makes the catch. And Adams is retired, and it's a 3-up, 3-down, top of the seventh inning as Nolan Blackwood sets down the side in order. We've reached the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. It's Red Ears 3, B's nothing. Cooper Hummel, Pedro Severino, and Sam Haggerty to bat this inning. Hummel facing the righty. Reyes Maranto came in and got the final two outs of the sixth inning. And his first pitch to Hummel is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and this is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch, inside, ball three. Rio to Hummel. In there for a called strike, 3-1. Pioneers took the 2-1 series lead with their victory here last night. So now here's a pitch in there for a called strike, and it's a full count, 3-2. The Rainiers' last four series, all six game series, have been splits. Three-two to Hummel is a broken bat to blooper into shallow right, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Hummel is on with a leadoff single in the bottom of the seventh inning. So he's aboard, and now Pedro Severino is the batter. Yeah, the Rainiers have split their last four series, all three wins, three losses, at El Paso, home against Albuquerque, at Reno, and home against Sacramento. Severino now the batter, and a toss to first, and back in is Hummel. Hummel's a threat to try to steal, and the pitch is yanked foul down the third baseline. Oh, and won the count. pitch misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Morata's ready. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. There's strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Severino with Hummel at first. No one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Morata is ready. Here's his pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. And Severino is the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Second strikeout for Morata tonight. Sixth for Salt Lake pitchers. Now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Haggerty, one for three with a single and a run scored. And he sprays the first pitch into center. On comes Adell, and he reaches out and makes the catch, and there's out number two. So Haggerty flies to center, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. He's one for two with a two-run homer in the first, and he walked and scored in the sixth. Well, the Mariners won today. The parent club of the Salt Lake Bees is in action tonight. The Angels leading Arizona 1-0 in the fifth. That's an interesting series, an interleague series there, because of a brother versus brother situation. Two guys we've seen a lot of in the Pacific Coast League over the year, but David Fletcher back in the big leagues for the Angels, the infielder. His brother, Dominic Fletcher, who we've seen the last 2 years with Reno, he's up now with Arizona. So the brothers are facing each other in the major leagues for the first time ever this weekend. As here's one down low for a ball to Marlowe. And they've played against one another in AAA before last year and earlier this year, but never in the big leagues until now. 1-0 part pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0. And the heart-wrenching part of it is that they recently lost their father. Their father passed away not long ago. And they both went on the, they both left their teams for a while, as there's a pitch in for a strike to Marlowe as the family gathered after the passing of their father. And then they get back to playing again, and then all of a sudden they're facing each other in the major leagues for the first time ever. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss by Marlowe, and that evens up the count 2-2. Yeah, the 2-2 pitch coming. No, a throw to first instead, and back in standing up is Hummel. Now Morata with a 2-2 pitch, and it's down and in for a ball. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch with a runner going is low, ball four. Marlowe draws his second walk of the game. So he heads down to first. Hummel takes second. And there are two on with two out for D.D. Gregorius. There's action in the Salt Lake bullpen. And we're going to see a new pitcher come in as Keith Johnson is on his way to the mound, and the Salt Lake Bee skipper is signaling for a left-hander. So we'll take a break for a pitching change here with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. Raiders have a couple of men on. Our score, Tacoma 3, Salt Lake nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tacoma leads Salt Lake 3-0. Rainiers with runners at first and second and two outs. Hummel at second and Marlowe at first. Didi Gregorius coming to the plate. The new Salt Lake pitcher is left-hander Eric Torres appearing in his fourth game for the Bees. And he's allowed 8 runs in 2 1/3 innings. Torres pitched an inning here on Wednesday, gave up a 3-run homer to Shiner. The first thing he does is try to pick Hummel off of second base, but Hummel's back in standing up. The shortstop Lopez sneaking in behind him. And now Torres says he's having problems with his PitchCom system. Can't hear anything, so. Now they're figuring it out. So they'll get that worked out. Gregorius is 1-for-3 today. He singled his last time up. Well, the lefty Torres ready to go here, 23 years old. Recently promoted to AAA from the Angels' Double-A team. His pitch to Gregorius is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. The Angels drafted Torres in 2021 out of Kansas State University, 14th round pick. 0-1 pitch up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch from the lefty to Gregorius is outside, 2-1. Torres has walked 19 batters in just 16 1/3 innings this year between AA and AAA. Two one to Gregorius, outside, ball three. A walk would load him up for Taylor Trammell, who's on deck. Now the pitch is poured in there for a strike. And now the count is full, 3-2. Here comes the payoff. And it is up high, ball four. So the bases are loaded. Hummel heads to third, Marlowe to second. Gregorius draws the walk. And now Taylor Trammell will bat with the bases full and two outs. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a walk and a sacrifice fly. Left versus left here. Torres is ready, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the lefty's next offering. Swing and a miss at a slider, and the count's even 1-1. Right here's looking for a hit here to open things up. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Outside with a slider, and it's two balls and one strike. Time called. Trammell steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Outfield plays medium deep straight away. Infield swung around a bit to the right. Hummel at third, Marlowe at second, Gregorius at first. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Trammell, and it is a swing and a miss at a slider, and the count's even now, 2-2. Counts even. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Foul, third base side, and out of play. And Trammell stays alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Foul ball might have got a fan. So 2-2. Next pitch coming from Torres, and it is outside, ball three. So full count. Fans make some noise. Here we go, the 3-2 pitch with the runners on the move, and it is outside, ball four, and that forces it a run. Hummel scores from third. Marlowe takes third, Gregorius to second. Trammell draws the Red Air's third consecutive walk. This one forces it a run and makes it 4-0 Red Air's. And now Jake Shiner is the batter, and he homered off this pitcher two nights ago. Shiner 0 for 1 today. With a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch. There's the pitch from the lefty, and it is inside, and it hit him, and Shiner's frustrated. He fires the bat aside, but that brings in another run. Marlowe scores from third. Gregorius takes third. Trammell to second. Shiner hit by a pitch for his second time today, and he picks up an RBI the painful way. This one got him right in the side. And now Zach DeLoach will be the hitter. Shiner just added to his season RBI total right there, 67th of the year. He's third in the league in that category. Pitch to DeLoach is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. The next pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Slider outside, 2-1. There's no one up in the Salt Lake bullpen, and Torres has faced three hitters and put all three of them on with either a walk or a hit batter. Next pitch, ball three, up and away. Murata has been charged with both of the runs that have scored this inning, but the remaining base runners are all Torres's. 3-1 pitch to DeLoach is a slider for a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff coming again. Called strike three, and DeLoach says, let's challenge that. So we're going to go to the automated ball strike system and see. And it was indeed a strike. It caught the very bottom of the zone, just barely nicking the edge. And that is strike three. The Red Ears lose the challenge. They have one left. The Red Ears settle for two runs in the seventh inning as DeLoach strikes out to end the inning. Two runs on only one hit. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the eighth. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing. Nolan Blackwood begins a second inning of relief work. He set down the side in order of the seventh. His first pitch to Trey Cabbage is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Cabbage 0-3 today with a double play grounder and two strikeouts. All that came against the Red Ears starter, the lefty Kyle Hart. Sears went outside for a ball. Hart really had Cabbage's number. Hart toss, six scoreless innings today. Now the pitch is a check swing, and he went, says the plate up, 1-2 now. Hart's in line for his first win as a Rainier if the Tacoma bullpen can finish this one off. Cabbage called time, and now he's back in the batter's box. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Joe Adell is on deck. Michael Stefanik hits after him. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate. Out. This one is grounded foul, first base side. So two balls, two strikes to Cabbage still. And the pitch, outside, ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes. Now the pitch is fouled back, still 3-2. And the pitch now grounded up the middle. Diving is Haggerty. He can't get it. He deflects the ball, and it trickles into center field, and Cabbage reaches with his first hit of the night, a single. And he is on for Joe Adell. Dell has walked twice and reached on catcher's interference tonight, and he takes a strike. So in the box score, he's 0-for-0 because none of those count as at-bats, walks or catcher's interference. Now the pitch is popped up foul and out of play down the first baseline. O-2 pitch, swing and a foul, tip at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. O-2 coming. And it's a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Now this one's outside, 1-2. Oh, they got him with a swing and a miss and a slider down, and Adell is the first out of the inning. Blackwood with his second strikeout, one away. Michael Stefanik will be the next batter. There is activity in the Tacoma bullpen. Here's the pitch to Stefanik, and it is swung out and popped up foul first base side. This is playable. Hummel is under it, and the first baseman makes the catch. There's out number two. So Stefanik goes down on one pitch. And now Kevin Padlow is the batter. Pitch to Padlow is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch swung on, grounded right to the shortstop. Didi has it, and he slings it to second for the force out on Cabbage, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. No runs on a hit, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
one of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Tacoma leading Salt Lake 5-0. New pitcher for the Bees, right-hander Gerardo Reyes. The Red Bears try to tack on some more runs here, sending Adam Engel, Cooper Hummel, and Pedro Severino to the plate. Right, here's pitchers working on a shutout tonight. Tacoma has pitched two shutouts this year. And they have not thrown one since April 12th. It's been that long. That was the second one. It was at Round Rock. The Rainiers had a shutout on the opening homestand against Reno. And then the road trip right after that in mid-April to Round Rock, pitched a shutout there April 12th, have not pitched one since. Have a chance to do it tonight. More pitch comm trouble for the Salt Lake Bees. Does the time saved by pitch comm make up for the time spent trying to fix PitchCom? I don't know. Here's Adam Engel, and the pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow left. Back is Lopez, and he's there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the eighth. Now Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And the pitch is up and in for a ball. Hummel flinched at it but did not swing, says the third base umpire. One oh pitch. High for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Two and oh to Hummel. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball, 98 on the gun, and the count goes to 2-1. Gerardo Reyes can bring the heat. He's 3-2 with a 4.5 ERA this year in 24 appearances. 2-1 pitch inside, ball three. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff. Outside ball four, but a challenge first. Hang on. Salt Lake is challenging it. Hummel's confident. He's jogging to first, but we are going to see what the automated ball strike system has to say. And it says that the pitch was indeed outside. So, oh no, they call that a strike. It nicked the outside edge. So a strike to Hummel, and he is out. That is the second out of the inning. Hummel called out on strikes on a challenge. So the Bees win the challenge. And Hummel had jogged down to first. He was confident it was outside, but it just did scrape the outside edge of the zone. Here's Severino with two outs and no one on. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. The next pitch, fastball poured in there for a strike. It's 0-2. 99-mile-per-hour fastball from Gerardo Reyes. This pitch is swung on, hit in the air to shallow center. Back is Stefanik. Adele coming in, and Stefanik, the second baseman, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Rainiers go in order in the bottom of the eighth. Three up, three down. We head to the ninth inning of play. And our score is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing.
Tonight, I've got a bonfire at the lake with friends. First, I need a spritz of my Off Clean Feel. My summer style is all about fun and not about... I don't need mosquito bite red clashing with this crochet top. It's purple. It's bright. I could definitely pair it with my amethyst eyeshadow palette. Best part is, ugly mosquitoes won't be messing with my fiery vibes. With Off Clean Feel, I've got 8 hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift The Eras Tour. Presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Salt Lake nothing, and the Red Ears 3 outs away from a victory, 3 outs away from a shutout, and they're bringing in Diego Castillo to work the ninth inning. Castillo, the veteran, replaces Nolan Blackwood, who tossed 2 scoreless innings, allowing 1 infield hit, and Blackwood did not walk anyone. He struck out 2. Hart went the first 6. Blackwood the next 2, and here's Castillo to try to finish up what would be the Rainier's 3rd shutout of the year if he can get it done. He'll face Jared Walsh, Zach Humphries, and Levon Soto for Salt Lake. Walsh getting settled in at the plate. He's 0-3 so far. Here's the pitch from Castillo, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1. Castillo's 4-1 with a 5.40 ERA. This is his 19th appearance for the Rainiers. Began the year with the Mariners, of course. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is down and in for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Castillo. Now into his motion. And the pitch is hit high in the air towards right center, but it's in the ballpark, and it'll be the center fielder Engel making the catch, and one man is out in the top of the ninth inning. Walsh flies out. So now, Zach Humphries is the hitter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Now this one is out on the outside edge for a called strike. 0-2 to Humphries, who's 0-3 today. One out of the ninth. Right here is leading 5-0. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Humphries on three pitches, and the Red Ears are an out away from victory. Levon Soto will be the batter. If the Red Ears get this last out and win this game, they will go over 500 for the year. And it'll be the first time that the Red Ears are over 500 since May 4th. Soto stands in. He's 1-for-3 with a single, and Castillo starts him off with a slider for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Castillo with the 0-1 pitch, and it is low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch is swung on, bounced up the middle. Ranging left is Gregorius. He has it and throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. Soto is out on a grounder to short, and the Red Ears do it. They pitch their third shutout of the year and win this game 5-0 and go over 500 on the year at 40-39. First time the Red Ears have been over 500 since early May, May 4th to be exact. Tacoma's now 3-1 in the second half. They've secured at least a split of this series with Salt Lake, leading the series 3-1 with 2 games to play. Next one will be tomorrow at 1:35, the day game. And we'll start the pregame show up at 1:25 tomorrow afternoon. Tacoma wins it 5-0. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard and the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show coming up next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Red Ears win. They shut out to Salt Lake 5-0. As the Red Ears limit the bees to 6 hits today getting great pitching from Kyle Hart, Nolan Blackwood, and Diego Castillo. Hart started, got his first win as a Red Deer with six scoreless innings, giving up just five hits. There was a man in scoring position with one out in the third. He got out of that one. There was a two-out triple in the fifth. That proved to be no big deal. Really the only inning that they threatened to score against Salt Lake, and not just threatened to score, but also, you know, threatened to actually get a decent rally going, was the sixth, when the first two men reached against Hart with a walk and a single. So there were two on, no one out, and the number five hitter, Padlo, coming up. But Hart retired Padlo and Jared Walsh and Zach Humphries to end that inning and strand the base runners and finish six scoreless innings. Really nice outing today for the lefty Kyle Hart. He was pitching with a lead all that time because at the bottom of the first inning, the Red Deers got on the board. Sam Haggerty hit a leadoff single, a little flare that fell in into center field against the Salt Lake starter Luis Leto. And then Cade Marlowe continued his tear at the plate with an opposite field two-run homer. A rare opposite field hit for Marlowe. And he has now hit five homers in his last seven games, a seven-game hitting streak for Marlowe. And that one was his ninth homer of the season, and it gave Tacoma the 2-0 lead in the first inning. It stayed that way for a long time. The Red Deers had just one hit after that Marlowe homer until the sixth, as Luis Leto has good stuff for Salt Lake, and he had another good outing today, but the Red Deers beat him due to the pitching of Kyle Hart. Tacoma added a third run of the sixth when Leto walked the leadoff man, and that was Marlowe. Didi Gregorius then singled to center, sending Marlowe to third, and Taylor Trammell hit a sack fly that brought in Marlowe, made it 3-0. And then against the reliever Reyes Maranta in the seventh, Tacoma had a leadoff single from Cooper Hummel. And then with two outs, Marlowe walked. That was it for Maranta. Salt Lake brought in young lefty Eric Torres, and he was wild. He walked Gregorius to load the bases. He walked Trammell to force in a run and make it 4-0. And then he hit Jake Shiner with a pitch to force in another run and make it 5-0 before he finally struck out Zach DeLoach to wrap up the inning. Tacoma leading 5-0 at that point, and that would be our final score today. The Red Deers had two scoreless innings of relief work from Nolan Blackwood and a 3-up, 3-down ninth delivered by Diego Castillo. Final totals for Tacoma, 5 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on base. Salt Lake, no runs, 6 hits, no errors, left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Kyle Hart. He is 1-1. Loss goes to Leto. He falls to 2-2. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 41 minutes. The attendance was 5,708. With the win, the Red Deers go over 500 for the first time since May 4th. They are 40-39 on the year, 3-1 in the second half. And Salt Lake falls to 38-40 overall, 1-3 in the second half. Game five of this six-game series is tomorrow at 1:35 in the afternoon. Eric Stout starts for the Red Deers, Kenny Rosenberg for Salt Lake. Red Deers win at 5-0. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Deers win. They shut out Salt Lake 5-0, the final score. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners 1-2. They beat Tampa today 8-3 was the final score. Great start for George Kirby. 7.7 innings, allowed two runs on just two hits, struck out seven, walked two, and the offense came alive. The M's had 13 hits today. J.P. Crawford, three hits, including a double and a homer. He drove in a pair. Julio had three hits, drove in a run. Teoscar Hernandez, two hits, including a big two-run double early when the game was close. And Jared Kelnick had two hits and an RBI as well. So the Mariners get the win over Tampa. Rubber match of the three-game series tomorrow in Seattle. Other AL finals, Red Sox defeat Toronto 7-6 north of the border. Rafael Devers had three hits, including his 20th homer of the year. Justin Turner, a homer, and three runs scored for Boston. Texas holds off Houston 5-2. Nathan Eovaldi, seven shutout innings to pick up his 10th win of the year, second pitcher with double-digit wins in the American League. Minnesota shut out Baltimore 1-0. Bailey Ober out-dueling Kyle Bradish in that one. Ober went seven scoreless for the Twinkies. And Oakland, in 10 innings, knocks out the White Sox 7-6. They won it on an error. Tyler Wade scored on an error by the White Sox second baseman on a grounder that J.J. Bladé hit to Elvis Andrews, and Oakland won on a walk-off E4. In interleague play, Yankees and Cardinals played a long doubleheader in St. Louis to make up for yesterday's rainout. You never want two rain delays totaling 2 hours and 37 minutes during the first game of a doubleheader, but that's what happened today in St. Louis. Cardinals won the opener 11-4. They had an 11-0 lead in the fifth. Paul Goldschmidt hit a three-run homer. Jack Flaherty gave him six scoreless. But the Yankees did battle back and win game two, 6-2, as Isaiah Kiner-Falefa had three hits and scored two runs. Also in interleague play today, Cleveland leads the Cubs 6-0. They are in the sixth inning at Wrigley. Must have been a rain delay in that one. The Royals used a five-run first inning and beat the Dodgers 6-4. They scored five in the first off Julio Urias. They just finished up at Coors Field. The Tigers beat the Rockies in 10 innings, 4-2. And then Arizona has a 2-1 lead over the Angels in the seventh inning in Anaheim. And National League, everything's the final there. Padres blasted the Reds 12-5. Juan Soto with a three-run homer of the sixth inning. Manny Machado, two home runs late in the game. Philadelphia ripped the Nationals 19-4. Alec Bohm hit two homers and drove in six. Kyle Schwarber had a grand slam. Verlander tossed seven innings without allowing an earned run, and the Mets beat the Giants 4-1. Justin Verlander now with 248 career wins. Atlanta scored six runs in the first and then shut out Miami 7-0. Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies with home runs for the Braves. And the Pirates lose at home to the Brewers 11-8. Corbin Burnes allowed just two runs in seven innings to get the win for Milwaukee. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears shut out Salt Lake 5-0. We'll be back with more after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Rainiers win 5-0 over Salt Lake. They pitch their third shutout of the season, their first since April 12th. They go over 500 for the first time since early May at 40-39 on the year. Just a terrific pitching today from Kyle Hart, who went six innings and earned his first win as a member of the Red Ears. Nolan Blackwood and Diego Castillo combined for three scoreless innings of relief. Yesterday, the Red Ears used three relievers who combined for four and a third scoreless innings of relief. So The Red Deers have had shutout bullpen work back-to-back days and have won both games. And now the Red Deers have taken 3 out of 4 in this series. Just one homer for Tacoma today. They had 9 straight games with multiple homers. I guess that ended today, but they have now homered in 10 straight games overall. But only one today, the Cade Marlowe 2-run homer in the first. Other scores in the PCL? Oklahoma City beat Sugar Land 8-2 behind the pitching of Landon Knack. He's one of the Dodgers' pitching prospects who was recently bumped up to AAA. Albuquerque, a 7-3 winner at home over El Paso. Reno and Sacramento are tied 1-1 in the 10th inning in Sacramento. And Round Rock leads at Las Vegas 7-6 there in the 7th inning. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow with the 5th game of this 6-game series. Usually the series ends on Sunday, but not this time around because we got to get the July 3rd game in on Monday. So tomorrow will be game 5 of the 6-game series. Eric Stout pitched tremendously in his first start and down in El Paso, went 5 scoreless innings. He'll make the start tomorrow. He's 2-0 with a 4.32 ERA. Tough customer on the hill for Salt Lake tomorrow. Kenny Rosenberg leads the Pacific Coast League in earned run average. He's a lefty, 5-4 with a 4.28 ERA. That's tomorrow at 1:35 p.m. We'll try to catch John Russell for the pregame show, and if we do, we will start it up at 1:20. If we don't, we'll start it up at 1:25. So tune in and find out on this stream tomorrow afternoon. All right. Rainiers win 5-0. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Have a great rest of your night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon as the Rainiers go for a series win here against Salt Lake. Once again, the final, Tacoma 5, Salt Lake 0. Have a great night.